Are we
a family? Is this parish community of Christ the King one unified body in Christ? Or are we divided? Is it us versus them? What do I mean? If I were to say the church really needs to rethink the whole issue of birth control, it is out of step with the times and with the majority of Catholics. Or, if we were to allow priests to be married, we would solve the priest shortage problem overnight. If you don't agree with what I'm saying, then you don't understand Catholicism. Would that make you think, ah, he's one of us. He's not like those other Catholics over there. On the other hand, if I were to say the tabernacle can only be in one place, right here, front and center, above the altar, and it is not right to receive the Eucharist anywhere but on the tongue, if you don't agree, you're not a real Catholic. Would that make you think? Good. He's on our side, not theirs. I could go on. There are all kinds of lines we draw, not just in the church at large, but right here in our own parish that separate us. And God doesn't like it. In the gospel, the apostles draw a line between themselves and a follower of Jesus who is casting out demons because he is not part of their group, and they are jealous. Jesus says to them, "Don't do it. All who earnestly follow me are on the same side." In the ancient Greek and Roman world, the symbol of the body was used as a metaphor for the community. Thus, the metaphor of the mystical body of Christ made perfect sense to the community of early Christians. Jesus wants his community of believers to be whole and unified. He is concerned that we always try to build this body up, not tear it down. Even an act as small and as simple as offering a cup of water, if it is done in support of the community, will be noticed and rewarded. That also means even a small act that divides will be noticed as well. In the gospel, when Jesus speaks of the little ones, he's talking about us, all believers. Now, it is human nature to be angry when we feel attacked. But if we go around causing sinful discord or ill will because of our anger, we condemn ourselves. The last section of the gospel, with its harsh images of hell and of self-mutilation, is difficult to connect with the rest of the passage unless we understand that the body Jesus is talking about is the body of the church. Jesus wants all people to be saved. It is always better for the body to be whole. But if there is a member or a part of the body that is causing sin and tearing the body apart, it is better that they be left behind rather than allow the whole community to be destroyed. Put simply, when we try to separate others from the community, as far as God is concerned, all we're doing is separating ourselves. Of course, we live in the real world, and in the real world, people don't always get along. We have differences of opinion, but we all want what is good for our family. Are you willing to truly see each other and understand that despite our differences, we're doing the best we can, the best we know how? It is God who has put us together here and now as a community. Can you look into the eyes of every person here present and say to them, you are my brother, you are my sister, we belong to each other? Our pastor and staff and many wonderful volunteers have worked hard to create a new spirit in our parish. We have a God-given opportunity. My brothers and sisters, look around you. See this community as God does, with your heart. Let us not allow past differences and grievances to prevent us from becoming one family, one body in Christ.